let's talk about strategy here in these markets. It has seemed to become pretty much conventional wisdom here that we're probably peaking when it comes to economic growth around this time of the year. So what do you do? Gargi Chaudhary is joining us now, head of iShares Investment Strategy for the Americas at BlackRock. It's good to see you again, Gargi. So, this does seem to be increasingly consensus here, right? We're going to see good economic growth this year, but really this is the hottest time right around now. So that is, in fact, the case. What are we seeing investors do, and what should they do going forward?
Absolutely. Very nice to be here. Thank you for having me. So as you pointed out, I think we are all becoming increasingly aware that the second quarter might have been the peak in growth. But I think it's very important to remember the level versus the change. So we're still going to hopefully end the year at 6% GDP in the U.S., much, much higher than the potential growth of the economy. And 2022 will probably be significantly higher as well. So first of all, let's remember that we're slowing down from extremely high levels. And what should investors be thinking of when we're slowing down from the peak? I think what we're seeing investors do and what we think makes a lot of sense is hedging your cyclical exposure, which is where investors were allocating to from November or up until now, with a little bit of value. And what we're talking to investors about is barbelling their portfolio of value with quality.
And Gargi, as you think about that barbelling of the value and quality, I guess where do folks that you're talking to sort of shake out on value? We'll go to the value side of it, just because that trade through time has tended to outperform dramatically for brief periods. But then it goes back to being, value will happen tomorrow. And I do wonder how sensitive folks will be to sort of the slight resurgence we've seen, but perhaps wary of ending up on the wrong side of that, sometime maybe next year or 23.
No, absolutely. So I would say that, thinking about value and thinking about the performance of value, obviously some concerns have been coming up more recently, especially as bond yields started going down after the incredible levels we saw in the first quarter. So we had that value reflation resurgence in the first quarter of 2021, and then a little bit of a pullback. But I think that there is more of that value trade still to go. I mean, reopening is still happening. It's happening in the US, it's definitely happening in Europe. And at the same time, we have a lot of other tailwinds as well. We have them. I heard you guys talking about the inflation backdrop. We think that there's more of a sustained story in inflation. We still have infrastructure deals in the making. We obviously got the news earlier this week, and we're still waiting later this month, next month, for the $3.5 trillion package to be discussed. All of that, I think, along with the economic recovery, does bode well still for the value trade. But as I mentioned earlier, I think it's important now to balance out that value trade, which still has legs here, with a little bit of a quality bias. And what do we mean by that? Looking at quality companies that have the ability to pass on higher prices, that do have sort of growing ROEs and a sort of lower debt.
So I guess if you have those on either side, what are you avoiding then? What's in the middle of the barbell that you don't want to hold on to?
Well, I would say that, within the equity market, I think just the beta to the U.S. for now is probably, we can certainly definitely continue to see certain pockets of the U.S. market doing well. But where the trajectory moves to next, I think, is in Europe, because more of the, first of all, the vaccination rates have been amazing. And I think that's where the reopening next takes a hold. I'll also say broadly within high-quality fixed income. So looking at duration here with the yield at 1.35% on treasuries, I think we are likely to see higher interest rates, perhaps just as soon as later this month or next month. I think we can start to see interest rates moving back to levels that we saw in the April-May timeframe. So definitely having that longer duration bias, unless you absolutely need to, is something that I would probably avoid here.
And then, you know, Gargi, maybe going back just to the S&P 500 and thinking about the composition of the index and the way that those dominant tech members continue to have, you know, a larger say within the index. How do you guys think about that? Because it comes up periodically as a worry. Oh, it's only a few names that are dragging the index higher. When you look through history, is this abnormal, or is there typically a pretty solid leadership group? And then you've got a couple hundred stocks kind of just along for the ride.
You know, you've obviously seen a huge dominance by, as you said, a few of the names, and that makes sense. These are strong, high-quality companies. Some of them, when you look at some of the FANG names, there is a reason that they have been the dominant drivers of the market. And that's certainly new. That hasn't happened historically, at least not for these names. And I think this is where you need to focus in on, okay, when we look at the remainder of this year and early 2022, what are your earnings projections? What are the, when you look at each of these companies or each of the sectors, what really can the ROE of these companies be? How much, what is the margin going to look like? And most importantly, what the free cash flow is in some of these companies. And obviously, tech is an area, and particularly some quality companies within tech, where there is a lot of free cash flow. And that is obviously going to drive your return on earnings going forward.
When you're seeing investors in some of these tech ETPs, various exchange-traded products, are investors going towards higher quality tech, for example, you know, within the ETF space?
That's certainly what we've seen, especially in the first few weeks of Q3, first few months of Q3. That's a real focus that we've seen, where when we looked at Q1 and Q2, there was actually a move away from quality. And what we've seen more recently is a move into quality, especially high quality names in tech. There's $6 billion of inflows into sort of the quality names. And that is something that I expect to continue as we look further down this year.
Copy that. Gargi, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Gargi Chaudhary is head of iShares Investment Strategy for the Americas at BlackRock. Thanks for being here.